Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina astafa. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد خلقنا الإنسان من سلالة من طين صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in His glorious speech, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ To Allah alone belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ To Allah alone belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. Everything in this dunya that you see generally there will be an owner. The house that you live in, your neighbors, your own house, there is someone who is the owner of that property, the cars. Generally, everything that you see around you will have some form of ownership to it. Even the clothes in your cupboard, some clothes belong to you, some clothes belong to other family members. The shoes belong to you, the shoes belong to other family members. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that everything in the heavens, what your eyes can see and what Allah has veiled, and everything in this dunya, ownership of everything only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He owns everything. And there is no one else that makes a claim like this besides Allah. And what is the proof, what is the dalil that everything belongs to Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying thereafter, يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates whatever He wills. Allah creates whatever He wills. Whatever He wills, however He wills, whatever He wants, He creates. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require any assistance, aliyazu billah, any help, any material, any source that is required for something to come into existence. Allah does not need that. Allah created the sun. The sun is created independently. The sun hasn't got a father or a mother. It is not related to anything. Completely unique, very different. Allah created the sun. Allah created the moon, completely independent. Allah created the stars, completely independent. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, whatever you see in the heavens and everything that is around you, it is my creation. And I am the owner of everything. And I create whatever I will. So now let us see what is meant by this ayat-e kareema that Allah creates whatever He wills. For an example, the beautiful trees that you see around you is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tree has got a complete different body, a complete different structure, completely different from the rest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how many types of trees are there in the world? Me and you, we might just know of palm trees and oak trees and birch trees and wallahu alam. Mango trees, mashallah, ab to mango to chale gaye bhai. Umar sahab, kya mango yaar? The king of the fruits, you're remembering now. 60,000 types of trees Allah has created. How many? 60,000 types of trees. Who created the trees? Idols? Astaghfirullah. Who is putting a claim? Who created the palm trees? Ask this question. Just take one tree. Who created the palm tree? Who created the trees? 60,000 types of trees, which in 2021, the modern world is saying that is the calculation we have, but we can't guarantee there must be so many other trees that human beings have still not explored. Lillahi mulku samawati wal ard. To Him alone belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. And He creates whatever He wills. This one makhluk that Allah creates, standing bus. Subhanallah. 60,000 types of trees. Besides insan, 8.7 million types of animals and plants Allah created. How many? 8.7 million types of animals and plants that Allah created. Allah is saying, this is my creation. Who creates like your Lord? Who is like your Allah? Where are you turning to? Zara plants ko aap dekhe, zara janwaro ko aap dekhe. The lion's body, the face, the weight of it, the legs, the speed of it. Subhanallah, that entire body of a lion is different to a tiger. That cat, the tiger, is much more heavy, big, with different stripes. It is different to the lion. The face is different. The eyes are different. The nose is different. The tiger is different to the cheetah. The cheetah, the body is different. The legs are different. The anatomy of this animal is different. The inside is different. The outside is different. The eyes are different. Allah is saying, I create what I want. The cheetah is different to the leopard. The leopard is different to the snow leopard. The snow leopard is different to the jaguar. Oh ho, how Allah creates. Understand, my respected brothers and elders. It is Allah who is the creator. Very, very important for us to understand. Ye to bari bari wild cats. Kutto ki baat aati hai, to they are saying 900 million dogs in the world. Kitne kutto ki to koi kami nahi hai, bhai. बिचारे कुत्तों की तो कोई कमी नहीं, 900 मिलियन डॉग्स इन द वर्ल्ड, सम लॉयटरिंग हियर एंड देयर, 900 मिलियन, सुभान अल्लाह. And Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتِ. Insan, your planes you created now. When was the first invention of the plane? I don't know. Does anybody know? Any, the year? 1934. I don't know. 1912, whatever it is. But just recent, not going so far back. Allah is saying, I created planes flying at the time of Adam alayhi salam. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ. Do you not see my birds? فَوْقَهُمْ, on top of you, fly, they are flying above you. Who is keeping them up in the heavens? Who gave them the feathers and the design of that feather for it to go up and for it to go down and for you to copy your aircraft when you look at the designing of my creation? For you to look at my creation and you design your technology after looking what I have created only. مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ. Who is holding that bird up in the heavens? إِلَّا الرَّحْمَان. Besides Rahman. 50 billion birds are flying. How many? 50 billion birds are flying, of beautiful color, of beautiful size. Subhanallah. Who created the birds? Who created the birds? Ask a Christian. Jesus created the birds? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Who created the birds? By, is there any religion that is saying, is there any other entity besides the one and only Allah? Is there anyone who is saying, I created the birds? Kisne banaya? Ye khubsurat parinda. Kisne banaya? 50 billion birds. And how many types of birds there are? 10,000 types of birds. How many? 10,000. Yani ek bird nahi, and there are 10,000 type species of birds. Who has created? Allah. This is what Allah is saying. Lillahi mulku samawati wal ard. Insan, to Allah alone belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and Allah creates whatever He wills. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. However He wills. If you look at the bird, the head is small, the nose, the beak, the eyes, everything, the entire frame of the body is small, the organs are unique. The organs are unique. There are certain birds that are flying non-stop 24 hours, which scientists are baffled that how is it possible. You know, the heart needs to rest. The heart needs to rest. And this, there is no flight in the world like this, 24 hours flying. But there's little birds, subhanallah, from one end of the world going all the way to South America, that side, flying continuously. And they did their research and experiments, and they said, we don't understand, but it seems that when they are flying, half the mind is resting and sleeping, then the other is working and active, then this goes to sleep, then this becomes active, and we still don't know how this happens. Subhanallah, you don't know how this happens. It is Allah. Who is it? You see, Islam gives you the answers to everything. Lillah, bas khatam. Everything ends at Allah. Look at the creation of Allah. And then the fishes that Allah has created. The face of a fish, the body of the fish, completely different. Allah is saying, I create whatever I will, however I want to create, I create. ये मेरी डिजाइनिंग है. The fishes ko aap dekhe, dolphins ko, whale ko, sharks ko, aur kitni kitni fishes hai, how many fishes are there in the ocean? 3.5 trillion fishes they are saying. Allah ne kaha 3.5 trillion fishes, and they don't know how many species. They don't know how many species. Pata hi nahi inko kitni kisam ki machliya hoti hai, pata hi nahi chala. Inko pata hi nahi. Even in 2021 they don't know how many types. They just can't understand. Abhi to insects Allah ne jo paida kiye wo dekhe, subhanallah. How Allah creates. Look at the food, the variety, we won't go into that. And then another creation of Allah, more than the trillions of the fishes, more than 7.8 billion species, animals and plants, more than everything that you see in this dunya, more and more. And that creation is called the angels. What is it? Angels. The angels have a Kaaba, it's called Baytul Ma'mur. Once in a lifetime, one group, 70,000 angels, no social distancing. Malaika social distancing. Muhammad bin Salman told all the Maulvis of Saudi Arabia to speak against Tabligh Jamaat this Jumu'ah. But the khurafat and the wrong things that are happening in Saudi Arabia, the Maulvis can't speak. And if they were to speak, the Maulvis would disappear. The Maulvis would disappear. Allah raham kare. Honestly, we are going through such difficult moments. It seems that we are nearly close to that time of fitna where Allah's Nabi said a time will come when sitting on the pulpit and giving lectures and doing bayans will not be a good thing. A man should only be concerned about himself. Such will be the fitna that you go and you save yourself. But don't worry about anybody else. Allah has made maaf. A time will come. Such will be fitna. Can you imagine, my respected brothers? Kitne pagal ho gaye. How is this dunya? Those who call themselves the custodians. Custodians. Kya custodians? Music wahan hai aur tawaf mein restriction. Kaaba mein restriction. Subhanallah. To do tawaf of the Kaaba there is restriction. May Allah give us good leaders. Ya Allah. May Allah give us real good leaders. We lack good leaders today. This ummah is in this condition, in this state today. Why? Because we haven't got real good leaders. May Allah give us good scholars and good leaders that only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us people like Sultan Salahuddin. May Allah give us the likes of Sahaba, Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. Subhanallah. And in the Ottoman Empire, all of these great kings, subhanallah. And so how Allah creates 70,000 angels, they do tawaf only once opportunity is given. How many angels are they? وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. Nobody knows the lashkar, the army of Allah, but only Allah. How many angels are there? Subhanallah al-Azim. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this ayat, يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاء. All of the things that Allah has created, we were just talking about this dunya, we haven't even gone up to the heavens, the planets and everything else that Allah has created up in the heavens. Subhanallah. Kisi planet ko dekhe, sakht thanda. Kya hai? Very cold. Kisi ko dekhe, very hot. Mars ko dekhe, red planet. Isko kaha jata hai. Some very cold. Subhanallah. And what about the sun? Uski to kya baat kare aap? Subhanallah. Everything Allah has created, however He wanted and however He wills. And then Allah is saying, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورَ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا. I create and I give to whom I will daughters. Allah has said first daughters. What is it? Daughters. So when you have daughters, Allah gives you barakat. Allah gives you barakat. Daughters bring a lot of wealth. And getting married brings a lot of wealth also. Remaining a bachelor will make you poor. Miskeen ho jaoge. Kya ho jaoge? Without zarurat, not to get married is wrong. Unless there is a valid reason, of course, is different. But one must get married, and with marriage comes barakat. A bit of headache sometimes comes along too, no problem. You know, that comes along. And subhanallah, Allah blesses people with sons. Sometimes Allah is saying, I give them sons and daughters. Sometimes I make them aqima. When I don't want to give, I don't give. There is no one to question me. I am hakim. It is in my wisdom. You can go to that person, this person, that person, this person. But only I will give you when I want to give you. And subhanallah, Allah is our khaliq, Allah is our creator. He creates whatever He wills. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His beautiful kalam in the seventh century, the microscope came about in the 16th century, about. When did it come up? So that is the time with the microscope you started to look at things from the inside of the body. But the Quran, 7th century, is telling us the 7 stages of how Allah created you and I. Subhanallah, to bolo bhai. Thak gaye bhai. 7 stages. The modern world, modern science, medicine, they have to put their fingers in their mouth. How is this possible? They don't like touching this subject of the Quran, embryology. And you find these atheists and murtads and kuffar, they like to play around with the words in Arabic, oh this, that, because they've got nothing else to do. Ye to jhal gaye na, jhal gaye. The 7 stages, Allah is saying, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ. And we created insan from an extract of clay. Uska khulasa, earthly material. Earth ki material se, Allah ne insan ko paida kiya. Min teen. The Quran is saying, number one. Number two, Allah is saying, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And with water we created every living thing. With water we created every living thing. أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Do they still not believe in Allah? Do they still reject Allah when Allah is giving you this much information? 3/4 of the human body is water. Water. Mitti aur pani se Allah ne insan ko banaya. In fact, everything, the gases, generally, the gases, everything is made up of gas. Up the cosmos in this dunya that you see gases. And the most important proponent in a gas is H2O, water. H2O pani. And Allah is saying this, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيِّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. No other book speaks like that. And it gives you the 7 stages of how Allah Pak created insan. Allah is saying, where are you going? I am your creator. Will I not know how I created you? Do I not know the parts that I have fitted inside you? وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ. Allah talks about the first man, Adam alayhi salam. Allah created him with teen. If I talk about the other types of earthly material, then this tafsir will take very, very long. Which types of the earthly material that Allah Pak has used, different types, that is mentioned in the Quran. But just look into the seven stages mentioned in one verse of the Quran. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. Then Allah is saying, then we placed you in a secure lodge. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً. Then the second stage is that the semen, the sperm, that fluid, one qatra pani, just that one qatra, one drop, Allah has placed in a secure lodging. Note what Allah is saying, fi qararin makin, that in a secure lodge, in case modern medication will say, well, you know, some of them are test tube babies. What is it? But test tube baby is also included in this ayat. Allah said a secure location. Look at the verses of the Quran. How it is inclusive of all era. How it is inclusive of all. In case somebody tries to find a fault with the ayats of the Quran, in modern medicine, you know, we have this technology, test tube baby, arebai test tube, that area is also a preserved location, a secure lodge. And that one drop of water, there is water everywhere. You can't create a human being from any water, but that special water, and even the sperm cannot create a human being. It is only by the order of Allah that it goes through the different stages. Look at the Quran. First it talks about teen, and then Adam alayhi salam was created. Then one man's seed is the reason for another man's creation. And even when you talk about the liquid, the sperm that comes, how does that come into existence? It comes into existence by insan eating the right food which he requires in the body for strength. And that food also comes from the earth. Where does it come from? The earth. So even this liquid is related to the earth. So Allah is saying from this earthly material, water, then this liquid of one nutfa, Subhanallah. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقًا. Then Allah changes that nutfa into alaqa, blood clot. And alaqa has got so many meanings. One meaning is something that clings. Something that clings. And this is the entire journey of this clinging that is there also. It clings, and alaqa also means something like a lychee, and the shape of it is also like that. And alaqa means blood clot. The embryo is in the form of blood clot. فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُدْغَى. Then Allah changes the alaqa into mudgha, a lump, fetus lump. فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُدْغَةَ عِظَامًا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, creates the bones. فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا. And Allah is saying, like how you wear clothes, Allah covers the bones with flesh. خُبْصُورْتِي سے Allah نے گوشت کو اس کے bones کے ساتھ لگا دیا. فَكَسَوْنَا. كَسَوْنَا means اورنہ. It is Allah has covered the flesh. Covered it to the bones. Subhanallah. And these are the six stages that are there. But this, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in another verse. The human mind is created first. Then the brain, then the ears, then the eyes, then the heart and everything. Then your nervous system. Everything that is created within 9 months in the stomach. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, خَلْقَمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ خَلْقَمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. From one phase to another. From one phase to another, this fetus is constantly changing, constantly changing, and Allah is creating you in the darkness of three layers. The darkness of three layers. And what is the three layers inside? Now they say the abdominal wall, the uteral wall, the amniotic sac that is there, like shockproof. If the mother is moving around, it is also giving you protection. Also that is a darkness. And Allah is saying, seven century, may Allah ne ye baate ki. Yakhluqukum fi butuni ummahatikum khalqam min ba'di khalqin. Allah creates you in the wombs of your mothers, stage after stage, one phase after another phase, in three layers of darkness. Completely dark. There is nobody there, and Allah is changing everything. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan. So is there anyone else who has created insan, my respected brothers? So let us understand that Allah creates whatever He wants and however He wants. Now, my respected brothers and elders, December is coming. Oh, we are already in December. We are already in December. And understand how shaitan has deceived millions of people throughout the centuries. The crime that a human being can commit, the highest level of crime, is kufr. What is it? Kufr. One is kufr, to disobey Allah. And a greater kufr than that is shirk. What is it?
Shirk.
To associate partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan succeeded. A simple Nabi who came, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Nabi of Allah. His entire life he said to people, you worship only Allah. I am the Nabi that came after Musa alayhi salam. I am the Nabi that is giving you the glad tidings that after me will come Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained and expounded to us that He is Khaliq and He creates whatever He wills and however He wants. Allah can create whatever He wants. But when Allah decided that He is going to create Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in a different manner, in a different way, to show His qudrat, that Allah created Adam alayhi salam without mother and father. And Allah decided to create Isa alayhi salatu wasalam without a father. Why? Allah wanted to put this test to the Banu Israel also. Jibreel alayhi salam came. Maryam alayhi salam was there. And he stood in front of Maryam alayhi salam. And by the power of Allah, Allah gave that power to Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam blew into the sleeves of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam inside, and she conceived and she became pregnant, and Isa alayhi salatu was salam was inside the stomach. Khalas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require a man and a woman for a child to be born. He created the sun, He created the moon. He created so many things. He does not require that. But the only reason Allah created human beings via this relationship, there is great wisdom that a human being comes with emotions, and a man and a woman will get closer, and there will be a bonding and relationship and love between them. And in this manner, when they are close together, Allah will also show them the qudrat of Allah. And that is why is there great purpose that Allah decided that human beings come into existence in this manner? Because children save the marriage of their parents. What do they do? They used to. Up to modern parents to don't give a toss. Okay? They don't give a toss. Mere paas cases aate hai na, I just look at the girl and I say, Allah, iska kya kiya jaye? And you look, and then you look at both of them. The arrogance that is there in the couples. What is the issue that you have to break your relationship? Nothing. What is it?
Love.
Nothing at all. Petty things. Small things. Allah has given you children. Pool diye hai. Do, teen bache tumhe diye. My sister, do you think there is Romeos waiting for you who will fight to marry you? And my brother, do you think there are Juliets waiting for you that will fight to marry you? Tumne apne aap ko kya samajh rakha hai? Yusuf alayhi salam samajh rakha hai? Umar? No, Umar bhi kehta hai, no, main to Umar hu. Umar hai, tu koi baat nahi. I mean, what, who are we, bhai? Who are we? Do you think there is a queue of women wanting to marry you? Queue of men waiting for you. Who are you? Something special? Maybe your husband to you is a tyrant. The next man will be far more. Worse. Do shukr of what Allah has given you. A man came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat, I want to divorce my wife. Oh, Hazrat Umar said, why? Hazrat, I want to divorce her. Why? I don't love her. Hazrat Umar wanted to slap him. Is this a valid reason that you divorce a woman that you don't love her? These are emotions. These are the conditions of the heart. They go up and down all the time. Today you love her, tomorrow the feeling might not be strong. The other day the feeling will be that I can die for you. If your wife loves you, then ask her, will you take 3 points or 6 points for me in your license? And if she says, of course, Meri Jaan, she's a good woman. And if she says to you, ah, no, 6 points, 3 points, sir, difficult in my license, this, that, oh, yaar, kachi hai wo, kya hai? Kachi hai wo, begum tumhari. As Maulana Dawood Sahib says, begum. They call her Begum in Urdu because she is not supposed to give you gham. But now it's ba-gham. What is it? It comes with gham. Allahu Akbar. Allah wanted the husband and wife, that relationship to be strong. So Allah, from that relationship, sacred relationship, and that relationship becomes sacred because it was the ayats of the Quran in a masjid. Nikah took place with two witnesses. This woman became halal for you. This man became halal for you. Allah gave you children. And children are there like glue that are supposed to stick the two of you together. Aadmi kabhi sochta hai, yaar, main isko chhod bhi do to mere bachcho ka kya honga? Usme bhi aadmi kya karta hai? Sabar kar leta hai. But, lekin the modern woman and the modern man is very different. No Maulvi can write any taweez to them. Besides, Allah can help. I don't know. But Allah, out of His infinite wisdom, that is why this is how a human being comes into existence. Otherwise, if Allah wanted, Allah would have made other ways of creating a human being. What is difficult for Allah? Kya mushkil hai mere Allah ke liye? Kya mushkil hai? In Jannat, there are going to be trees. A person will be going, enjoying the garden, and he will think that, you know what, the suit that I am wearing, I want to change my suit and I want to wear some other clothes. The tree will bend over and it will be like a fruit, and the fruit will open up and made to measure suit will be given to you from that tree. And it will assist you in wearing it. That is Allah who creates whatever He wants. He could not create insan. And He could not create Isa alayhi salam without a father. That is why I'm talking about this subject, because we understand as Muslims we don't do shirk with Allah. Isa alayhi salam is the Nabi of Allah. We don't celebrate Christmas because it is connected to paganism. It's connected to kufr. It is connected to shirk. Shaitan said, you know, to the people, you see, he hasn't got a father. So let's say that he might be God or God's son. And that's it. Aliyazubillah. Shirk started. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, creates whatever he wants. That is why I went through this very long list of explaining to you the seven stages, what Allah has created. What is difficult for Allah to create Isa alayhi salam when he created Adam alayhi salam without mother and father? And then look at the Quran. Qawm salih. Qawm salih. Salih alayhi salam, he was sent to a qawm that is called Qawm Thamud. Strong people, huge, powerful, physically tough. In Saudi Arabia, they would cut through the mountains, build their beautiful, lavish homes in the mountains. Beautiful homes, up. And these were people, for some reason, they had connection to the rocks and the mountains. Very strong physically, bought off looked. Saleh alayhi salam would come to them and say to them, what are you doing worshipping stones and idols, stones and idols? Stop, worship Allah. They got fed up. They got angry with him. And he said, look, don't tell us this. We are happy how we are. Saleh alayhi salam was the Nabi. He continued his mission. He said, no. This is okay, Saleh. They took him to this rock and mountain which was very strong. That could not break. This rock, this boulder, part of a mountain that was there in their locality. From this mountain, we want you to create a camel. From a stone you create a camel. And how? A camel that is a she camel, 10 months pregnant, that is tall and attractive. Because in Saudi Arabia, camel was Rolls Royce. Camel is Rolls Royce, by most important commodity, camel. We want a pregnant she, 10 months. Saleh alayhi salam says, I will ask my Allah, and if he gives you this camel, you will believe. They said, yes. He prayed to Allah in front of them from the rocks opened up, and from inside, something that is totally solid, a rock solid, from it comes a camel. That is my Allah. What is difficult to create Isa alayhi salam? Naqatullah, the camel of Allah, the camel comes out. And this huge, tall, and this camel, in one day it would give so much milk that 1,000 people would drink milk. 1,000 people would drink. Saleh alayhi salam said, let it be free for it to graze, and one day let it drink water, and then the next day you people drink. This is from Allah, a sign from Allah, don't disturb it. They could not see and digest the truth. Astaghfirullah. You see, when you become stubborn for the wrong reasons, even when a miracle is shown to you, you don't accept this. And this entire qawm was destroyed by Allah. فَأُهْلِكُوا طَاغِيَةً وَأَمَّا عَادْ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةً سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ. All of them destroyed. Qawm Lut, Qawm Thamud, Qawm Aad. Every one of them mentioned. All wiped out completely. Because of mockery. So why? Allah showed humanity that from a rock, from a stone, Allah created a camel. Allah can create whatever He wants. So Isa alayhi salam is the messenger of Allah. And we as Muslims, we celebrate Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha. And we respect all human beings and we respect the people that are around us. But we don't partake in their religious festivals with respect. We don't partake in their religious festivals. And so very quickly, just to conclude, my respected brothers and elders, for us to understand how important Iman is. My respected brothers, Allah gave us this body, but this body is of no worth. All the stages is of no worth if Allah at the seventh stage would not have inserted into this body the ruh. Then ruh you can't see. What does science say about ruh? The heart you can see, the other organs you can see. Are you saying there is no ruh? Scientists, you know, where are they? Professors, what are you going to reject the ruh? Very cleverly, in schools they are not talking about Adam alayhi salam. They don't like to talk about Adam, because if you talk about Adam and what the Quran is saying, how Allah created Adam alayhi salam, then that becomes faith-based. What is it? Faith-based. But to remove faith from the children, you have to eliminate Adam alayhi salam. What is it? Adam alayhi salam becomes problematic. The Quran talks about Adam alayhi salam in the very first chapter, everything about him. So that you don't believe in this kind of rubbish evolution. Of course, evolution, as Muslims we believe that there are certain animals due to the environment, Allah has created them and they adapt to that environment. If it's a cold environment, you'll find that Allah has given them fur. So that kind of adaptation is accepted. That is from Allah, but this animal is not going to change into, you know, an elephant. An elephant is not going to become, you know, a lion or something like that. Minor things that can be, that is from Allah anyway. That is natural. You'll find in hot countries people tend to be a bit dark. That is natural. Some parts of the world people are tall, some part of the world people are short, some part of the world is very different because of what they eat. That kind we accept. But this, that there is no such thing, and insan was this and it became this, and you take away Adam alayhi salam. Now my respected brothers, imagine if you were living in your house for 10 years and you didn't know who the owner is. You don't know who the, and you were living there like a freebie, aram se, enjoying life. And then one day somebody knocks at the door. Tak-tak-tak-tak-tak. Hello, how are you? How are you? This house belongs to me. So he says, this house belongs to you? What, this house belongs to you? He goes, no. How do I know and how can I trust you that this house belongs to you? So this man comes with the right documents. If all the paperworks are there from the country where he lives. The full address. Land registry, everything, example and everything is there to prove that the owner of this house is. So he shows him this, that this house belongs to me. For some reason, you are living here for 10 years and this man was somewhere, whatever happened, and he didn't know and this came back, this is my property. So now he is saying, 10 years in arrears I want rent. What is it? I want rent. So now he's saying 10 years of rent I can't give you immediately. You know, he can either throw you out, or if you want me to live, then give me concession, I will pay you slowly, and we can come with something, some kind of, a plan for me to pay you. Now, this person is called the landlord. What is he? The landlord. And this person is a tenant. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained to you how He created the human body, the human body is the house. What is it? The human body is the house. So as we are walking with this house that Allah created for us. One is the house that you are living at home, and one is the house that you are holding the weight of. This is the house and the tenant is your ruh. The tenant is your ruh. Now if the tenant, the ruh, does not know that the landlord, who is the landlord, then this becomes problematic. If you are alive with the ruh using this house, the body, and you are walking around like a person who is living in a house and he does not know who is the owner of this house, and when Allah has created you and you are walking with this beautiful house and the ruh is like a tenant and the body is like a house, and you don't know who is the owner of this body, who created me, then that becomes problematic. And this is the problem that the kuffar will face. The kuffar will have to face. They are using the body, the house of Allah, yet they have not recognized who gave them the house and who put them in there as a tenant. They don't know. And all Allah was requesting, like you are the landlord of your house, I am the lord of your body. I am the lord of your body. What is the rent you want, Ya Allah? What is the rent that you require? The ruh is inside this body. The rent is nothing. All Allah is saying that you live in this dunya by understanding that I am your creator and you follow the truth. That is the rent. What is it? That is all that Allah is asking. That you live in this dunya by understanding that I am the creator and you follow the truth, and the truth is the teachings of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam that have come. Now imagine there are so many people out there who don't actually know that who created them. Sometimes you can ask somebody that, you know, what do you know that you have a ruh inside, a soul inside? They'll say no. There is something, but there's no soul. Why? They have this disease. They can't, because they can't see, they say we don't believe. Khair Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that we save ourselves from shirk. Allah can create 1 million Isa alayhi salam, 1 million Adam alayhi salam. Allah can create Jibreel alayhi salam as many times as He wants. Allah is saying, يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَىٰ. To Him alone belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and He creates whatever He wills. And alhamdulillah, this knowledge and this understanding we have with clarity. And this is how Allah created us. And this is how ruh came inside us. And this ruh is inside us for a limited period of time when death will come. Death means that the malaika take out from you the ruh. This ruh, when it comes out, this is called maut. And then there is another waiting room that is called alame barzakh. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na. Ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.